Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. It is officially hump day. That means we are halfway through this bad boy. This has been the shortest, busiest, fastest, quickest week. And I really don't know what's making it do that. But we got some stuff to get into. I don't want to talk about it, but I have no choice. Dak Prescott, we'll talk about his contract one more time. Man, I hate jumping into this fray. I really hate jumping into this fray. Derrick Henry. Not all backs are created the same, so you don't pay them all the same. So we'll talk about him as well, and the Titans giving a whole bunch of money to a mediocre quarterback and trying to say running backs can be running backs and not pay the workhorse. We'll talk about that. Get sound from Brittany Griner, WNBA. Phoenix Mercury. BG is going to talk to us about being back, being a very vital, big part of the big three that they have going on here in Phoenix with Mercury. Had a Zoom call just like literally when I tell you not even 10 minutes ago. Suns coach Monty Williams talked about the Suns and where they are, how he's feeling. Ty Jerome talked about his role with the team, along with Cam Johnson. And I'll get into all that stuff. And then lastly, we're going to end this up by talking about the snitch line. The NBA has a snitch line. Most players don't seem to like it. Rudy Gobert says it's petty. And so there's a snitch line. And we'll get into the snitch line on the Cave Show today. Must warn you, today's show will be just a little bit shorter, loaded, back end loaded with sports calls all day today. And I guess that's a good thing because it just means more that I can constantly bring you. And tomorrow we're going to talk a lot of D-backs because we haven't even had the opportunity to really get into as much D-back news as I'd like to get into with you. That's how crazy it's been. And it is good to be this busy once again with sports. So let's jump right into it. We are brought to you by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. If you get down there and check them out, let them know that PLR sent you. They will tune you up and take care of you to the sound of 10% off of your cigar purchase. They do serve beer and wine. They do have televisions up. I just told you, sports is back. So you can watch the things that are going on now. There was a boxing match on last night. I'm sure you were showing. And I saw someone, I can't even get a name right now. They knocked them out. So they'll have stuff like that up. They'll have the UFC up. They'll have soccer up. They'll have golf up. And, oh, my man, I thought he was going to call in today. An apology about Tiger. Tiger is playing at the Memorial. I thought I misread the read that I read. But all that stuff will be up at Maduro's. If you can't physically get down there, no worries. Go to Stogie World, STOAGIE World.com. order your cigar, most items are shipped the exact same day. So you're not left waiting for your cigar to make it to you. Like I said, that is Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. If you do make it down in person, get you a locker, bags up to a humidor, put your sticks in it. Don't worry about them going bad. And every stick that you buy, like I said, if you're in there in person, mention PLR sent you, and you will get 10% off of your purchase. So let's jump right in on this. Let's get these shenanigans off the ground. Let's get this thing running. And I want to start today because I keep promising where we're going to go, and then something happens. So we're going to start today. We're going to talk about the Mercury, and we're going to talk about the Big Three. Now, the Big Three is something that became really popular in the NBA, especially when LeBron was down in Miami with him, Wade, and Bosh. And for a while, it seemed like the Big Three was the way to go. Everyone had a Big Three that they were trying to put together. You had the super, superstar, the super duper star. And then you had the superstar, and then you had the superstar that wasn't quite the super, superstar. And he wasn't the super duper star, but he was a superstar nonetheless. And we saw it again when LeBron moved to Cleveland with him, Kyrie, and Kevin Love. And we originally had it in Golden State, but then they decided to be the team that could have a super duper star, a super duper star, a superstar, and a superstar. They, in essence, had the Big Four, which I think is really crazy because I love it when they say, you know, a loaded team, because when I think back to the Lakers in the 80s, when you had Magic, when you had Kareem, when you had Worthy, you had a super-duper star Hall of Famer, super-duper star Hall of Famer, super-duper star Hall of Famer. Byron Scott, incredible player. Kurt Rambis, great role player. So you had these things. Boston, Larry Bird, Hall of Famer. Robert Curry, Hall of Famer. Ben McHale, Hall of Famer. David Johnson, Hall of Famer. For a while, you had Bill Walton coming off the bench, Hall of Famer. Danny Ainge, very good NBA player. And so all of a sudden, everything became a quote-unquote stacked team, which I still find funny. It became the in vogue thing to do in basketball. And now there's a Big Three here on the ladies' side. You know, and that involves Skylar Diggins-Smith, Brittany Griner, and you know, I'll say it's the best I've seen playing ever, and that's Diana Taurasi. And so you start getting into what it's going to be like with those three. You have two very good perimeter players. You got a very good big in Brittany Griner. Who's gotten better and better every single year. And then you have the right complementary players around them, like a Bria Hartley or a Shatori Walker Kimbrough. You have these other players behind them. You got some young players, you know, and like a Sophie Cunningham pushing in, Alana Smith. So this team is going to be really tough. And I want to know when you have a Big Three and you're part of a Big Three. Because I don't know if you remember this, but when Miami first started, they used to roll the three out for the interview. They kind of just cut down to two, and Chris Bosh did his own thing. But when you're in a real Big Three, truly an integral part of a Big Three, how do you approach that? What do you think about it? Had a chance to ask Brittany Griner directly about being in the Big Three with the Phoenix Mercury.
The new Big Three, I'm definitely liking it. The chemistry on the court is there. You know, I know Skylar's game. Skylar knows our game very well. We've been going up against each other, me and Skylar, for a very long time. So I'm glad to be on the other end now, not her coming off a pick and roll and me switched on her anymore, or end of the shot clock at the top of the key. Now I'm the one setting her screen or getting out of her way and letting her do her thing. think us three in action is going to be hard to guard because I don't know what I would do, honestly. You know, you take away one, you still got two others. You take away those two, you still got another one. Can't take away all three options at the same time, honestly, is how I feel. And it's going to be trouble in the court.
She ain't lying. It's going to be trouble on the court. Now, Brittany Griner is probably one of the best defenders in the WNBA. And you heard her say, it's scary. On a Skylar Diggins-Smith, anybody try to do that. And now she's one of them. Now she's with them. That's going to be nothing nice for the rest of the WNBA. Nobody in their right mind. Who are you going to double? Are you going to sit in Brittany Griner's lap and let Dennis Rodman shoot freely? Or are you going to try to figure out a way to sit in her lap, stick with Diana, and let Skylar Diggins roam free? Huh. Those are options that nobody wants. Nobody wants. So that's not going to be fun. Now, the one thing I wanted to ask, because everyone is, if you're playing basketball, you're technically in a bubble. The NBA is in a bubble. The WNBA is in a bubble. I want to talk about a lot of different things, just being back, being around teammates, being around basketball, just what is it like to be back? Again, had a chance to ask BG Brittany Griner that, and this is what she said on this, just being back.
Feels good to be back around people. and then them being my teammates, just building the chemistry on the court, of course, but, you know, the rides to the gym, on the tram, you know, going to get tested every day, just talking, joking, learning everybody, learning more about each other's backgrounds. It's been really good, honestly. Very exciting. And it's all new. You know, we basically have a new team. And it's just good being able to just learn everybody again.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be fun. And the best part is we have some more sound to share with you. We're going to piece that together the rest of the week, and we'll have bits and pieces up as we go along with other members of the team. So definitely want to get into that and talk to some of the other players and just talk about what went into their decision into deciding to play in the bubble and what's the bubble been like for them and a lot of different things. Some of the answers are really, really good candidate answers that I think you'd like. And we have some Skylar Diggins-Smith who, like I said, she says she wears her she was wearing at the time, so I don't want to be unfair to her words. Her emotions are sleeve, and I just want to touch on some of that stuff. But we're going to get into that probably between tomorrow and Friday because we have so much to get into. I do want to touch on, when we come back, before we get into the other NBA stuff. So those are the things I want to get into. And I did say it in the download, but Victor Oladipo is now thinking about playing. You thought about opting out. You know, when you opt out, you don't get this crazy thing called paid. So I want to give my opinion on that. And I haven't forgot about the petty bubble. I'm going to have petty bubble sound today. I'm going to have petty bubble sound tomorrow. Because the petty bubble is where it's at. We'll talk about all that and more when we come back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
just got a note from our producer. Took us a second to come back on the line. So let's go back to commercial. Let's get all this tuned up for you. And then when we come back, we will pick up from where we left off. Sorry about that. Let's take this to commercial.
The Law Office of Carrie Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Carrie Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Welcome back to the Cave Show. It looks like we do have our technical difficulties tightened up. I do apologize for that. If you caught a lot of dead air, again, apologize. We had some technical difficulties. Looks like we got all of that worked out. So welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. You can, like I was saying, when we were on technical difficulties, check us out on replay every day on KSRN. Download that at the Apple App Store, at your Google Play Store, anywhere you get your favorite apps. You also can check us out at thesportscave.com, where you probably found us today. Cave is with the K. Go there, click the Listen Live button. You get a litany of shows that we've done. It is a whole lot. You can also get a lot of our shows off of the website at thesportscave.com. Remember, Cave is with the K, as well as some of our really good interviews that we like to highlight and post up and snippets of some good stuff. But remember, all that is on this sportscave.com. Again, Cave is with the K. I'm going to open up the call line as well, 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. As I was saying, I would love if my boy called in today. Calls in every chance we get. I owe him an apology. Tiger Woods is playing. That's good for everybody involved. But I said that he wasn't. I misread the email, so I definitely apologize for that. And I want to get into a topic that I said I was not going to get into. It is the Dak Prescott contract discussion. Dallas is making a grave error if they do not get Dak Prescott paid. It really is that simple. They are messing themselves up. There's going to be no deal for him. And so they're going to pay him the franchise money. I don't get that, Dallas. I don't get that. Your franchise tag was not meant to be tied up with a quarterback making $31.4 million. It wasn't meant for that. You used a franchise tag on centers, on inside linebackers, on other positions. You don't use that on your QB. And then breaking news, according to Adam Schefter, Tennessee has reached a deal with Derrick Henry. 4 years, $50 million, $25.5 million guaranteed. But back to that. When you talk about having cap flexibility and being able to move things and do some other things, you do it because of your lower salaries, not because of your higher salaries. When your quarterback is your higher salary person, that is bad for you. That is not good for you. And that's what the Cowboys did. By not reaching a deal, it does not make Dak more apt to sign next summer. Because next summer, they're going to have to pay him about $38 million. And if they win the Super Bowl with him, they're going to go broke paying him. Because if he doesn't like the deal next year, if he doesn't like the deal at all, he'll play under the franchise tag next year, make his $38 million, and then he's out. And if he has a Super Bowl win or a strong playoff push, Dak is going to get paid. There are teams out there that will take Dak Prescott in a heartbeat. Because when you break your quarterbacks down, you have the elite. You have the elite and the made man. And they're going to kind of overlap because the made men tend to be older. And the elites can be both, old and young. And Tom Brady is still elite. He's older, much older. And when you get into the elite made men, that's the Tom Brady's, the Drew Brees, the Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger. But then you got the young studs. Lamar Jackson. Russell Wilson. Those are your young elite studs. And then right on that cusp of being there, because the quarterbacks I just gave you, all quarterbacks who either won a Super Bowl or you really feel very, 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 very comfortable that you can win a Super Bowl with. And I think the only person that's on that list that hasn't won yet is Lamar Jackson. Russell's won. Holmes has won. Roethlisberger's won. Brees has won. Rodgers has won. Brady, obviously, the GOAT, has won. But then you get to that next year of quarterbacks that you believe you can win the Super Bowl with. And that is Deshaun Watson. And you can win a Super Bowl with him. His coach is a walking idiot. That's a different story. If you could ever get Carson Wentz to stay healthy when the playoffs start, that's probably a quarterback you can win the Super Bowl with. And then that leaves one more, and that's Dak Prescott. Those are the three quarterbacks in the league that honestly you feel you can win the Super Bowl with. And you know what? I'm going to drop Lamar Jackson down to that level. One good year doesn't put him at elite. So there's four quarterbacks that you feel you can win a Super Bowl with that have not won a Super Bowl. And then you get the guys that you know you could probably make the playoffs with. Some of them are older, some of them are younger. The Tannehills, if everything goes right, he makes playoffs. He did last year. Matthew Stafford, he plays in Detroit, so that's going to go against him right there. Detroit always finds a way, man. Kirk Cousins, he gets the playoffs. He played a playoff game. Or two, maybe, with Kirk Cousins. Matt Ryan, I'm going to sketch to the Super Bowl. Then everything become, you know, I've never been sold on the Matty Ice thing. And you get that whole list of mediocre guys. Or the guys that are just old, like the Phillip Rivers. Or the guys that just can't play, like the Mitchell Trubisky's. My quarterback, I can say it. So you got that list of four guys that can possibly get you over the hump. And Dak Prescott is one of them. You do not tie $31 million of your cap money up on your QB. You just don't do it. It's dumb football. It's dumb cap management. And it's funny because the Cowboys have all the resources, all the smart people, all the know-how. A smart Hall of Famer owns the team. But because he's so smart and the people he surrounds himself with just need to say to him, look, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's us, but come in the room and fix this and let's get this deal done. I don't know if it's you. If it is, get out of this room. Let's get this deal done. But if you thought you didn't want to pay him this year, let him mess around and make a deep playoff run. And you got to franchise him again next year. Let him just have a great year, and you got to franchise him again next year. You will be out of almost $70 million as a franchise tag in guaranteed money when you probably could have had him for 5 to 6 years and only paid him $140 million, $130 million. $100-some million in guaranteed money, because you're going to end up paying him that anyway, because if you give him almost $70 million in guaranteed money over the next 2 years, Dak Prescott is not going to give you a discount and take the guaranteed money on the other end of the deal off because of the guaranteed money that you gave him now. He's too smart for that. He's not going to give you a guaranteed money discount. See in Walmart, he's not going to roll back the prices. I don't know what the hell Dallas is doing or what the hell Dallas did. It's too late now. It's locked in. Franchise tag is locked in this year. $31 million. Dak Prescott, go buy that new big swing. Let me tell you the other 11 players in the NFL that did not come up with deals who were franchised. Cincinnati's A.J. Green, Denver's Justin Simmons, Jacksonville's Yannick Ngakoue. I always pronounce his name wrong. I apologize to you. New England's Joe Thuney. Washington, I love they don't put the last name on Washington more. Washington's Brandon Schreff. The L.A. Chargers' Hunter Henry. Pittsburgh's Bud Dupree. Every time I hear his name, I think of Bourbon Cowboy. Uncle Bud. I loved you, Uncle Bud. New York Giants' Leonard Williams. Minnesota's Anthony Harris. Baltimore, Matthew Judon. And Tampa Bay's Shaquille Barrett. What did you notice in all the names that I just read to you? I'll wait. Still waiting. None of them were quarterbacks. Dallas, you pooped the bed on this one. If you don't win a Super Bowl because you don't have flexibility in your cap, you can owe it to one thing. You weren't smart enough to realize you should have paid Dak and given yourself cap.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
This is Elio Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the cave with PLR.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR."
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Couple other quick tidbits we want to get to before we jump out of here. Today, Victor Oladipo has decided to decide that he's undecided about deciding whether or not he wants to play this year. Now, people that don't participate, that opt out, there's no medical excuse in terms of things with COVID that won't let them play. Guess what they don't get? Don't get paid. I think Vic is rethinking this, pondering. He's in deep thought. I just want to read his quote directly. It was hard for me to assess where I was. Let me start over. It was hard for me to assess where I was at from the long layover, and obviously with coronavirus. Couldn't really control that one. But now coming down here and getting some practices in, getting my feet under me, going out there and playing with the guys, there's a possibility that I could play. Body's feeling good. Continues. I'm just reassessing myself and my body every day. I think people fail to realize that this injury that I have is very unique. No one of my stature, of my ability, has ever had this injury before. So there is no one else that I have to look up to or could reassess from. So I'm learning and growing as the days and weeks go on. Just like you guys are, but no one understands and knows what I feel or what I'm going through internally, what my body feels like. I know what I'm capable of. I know what standards I have to get to. I know how many I know how my body needs to feel in order to perform at the level that I'm capable of performing. Because if I don't do that, well, then everybody's going to write about how I didn't play at the great level or how I didn't look good. Folks, I agree with him. It's a tough situation. It's tough on everybody. It truly is. But a lot of this comes down to $3 million in salary that he may have to forfeit if he doesn't play. Now, according to the four letter, the Patriots are going to pay him anyway. On the back end, that's not going to be good. But we'll see. Like I said, sometimes when money becomes a possibility in any situation, a lot of people rethink a lot of things. The snitch line. I'm going to get into what Mr. Gobert said about the snitch line tomorrow. But for the next couple of days, I'm going to play you clips, maybe for the next few days, of what players are saying about the snitch line. And I'm going to ask you, if you believe them and what they said. Cam Johnson was asked about the snitch line. This was his
response. Regardless of the second question, I don't know anything about that. I've seen the billboard, but I'm just going to say I don't know anything about that. So I don't know.
I don't know anything about that. Saw the billboard. So you saw the billboard, then you know about it. Right? I mean, you saw the billboard, then you know. Listen again.
In regards to the second question, I don't know anything about that. I've seen the billboard, but I'm just going to say I don't know anything about that. So I don't know.
I don't know anything about that, but I've seen the billboard. So I'm going to say I don't know anything about that. Snitch line. Snitch line go hard. And the snitch line, basically, for those of you that don't know, is a line set up for NBA players to tell if other NBA players are not doing what they're supposed to do when it comes to the bubble, if they're not staying in it, if they're trying to sneak out of it, if they're trying to do different things. And it's pretty much the snitch line. We've seen people tweet out pictures of a rat. We've seen people point fingers to other people. It's a snitch line. Now, I feel a way about this. I really truly do. I think it's good and it's bad. I really believe it's good and it's bad. There is this stereotypical connotation that snitching is bad. And no one wants to be known as a snitch. No one wants to be Cindy Brady. No one wants to be a tattletale. But I will say this. When you're dealing with health, you're dealing with lives, and you're dealing with livelihoods, is it really snitching? Because you don't want to get sick. If you are saying so-and-so left the bubble, so-and-so snuck someone in the bubble, so-and-so isn't following the proper procedures and protocol, they could get you sick. And so even though I don't necessarily believe in snitching or ratting someone out, as my man said in Blue Hill Avenue just before he did it, I'd never rat on my homies. We know that was a lie. But I'm going to play one every day for a while.
In regards to the second question, I don't know anything about that. I've seen the billboard, but I'm just going to say I don't know anything about that. So I don't know.
Players, go to no comment. I don't know anything about that. It's on a billboard. I'm going to say I don't know anything about that. It's like when you have a friend that's cheating on his girlfriend or your or boyfriend or significant other, whatever, and your significant other says, did you know that they were doing that? And your response is, I never saw them do it. If you didn't see it, you didn't know. But even you're safer with that than I saw a billboard. But I'm just going to say, I don't know. None of my business. Anyway. And that's going to wrap us up today here on The Cave Show. I do apologize for the technical difficulties. I'm more happy that we got constrained out so we can finish up the show. Tomorrow we will be back ready to roll with everything right here on The Cave Show with PLR. We will be coming to you live tomorrow from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Remember, Thursdays, Cigars with The Cave Show. We'll see what the cigar of the day is, and we will be ready to roll. Make sure you're following us on social media at The Sports Cave, where Cave is always with the K, on the Twitter, on the Instagram, and on the Facebook, sportscave.com, Cave is with the K. And you can get me directly at PLR on sports. Until tomorrow, live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, this has been The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. And as we say, to close every day, mighty temps bring us home. Mm-hmm.